Hey, welcome to Feedback with Earbuds, the podcast recommendation podcast. I'm your host, Ariel Nissenblatt, and I'm the founder of Earbuds Podcast Collective. Earbuds is a weekly email newsletter that sends you a theme and five podcast episodes on that theme, and each week is curated by a different person. Anyone can curate a list. You can learn more and subscribe at earbuds.audio. Feedback with Earbuds brings you podcast recommendations, insights from our curators, tips on creating audio content, and community updates. There are so many podcasts to listen to these days. How do you choose? We're here to break it down for you. This episode of Feedback with Earbuds is brought to us by the Future Party newsletter. You're invited to the Future Party, the daily email on business, entertainment, and culture. From marketers shifting for the video revolution of audio, to Spotify finding success with amateur podcasts, the Future Party's curated daily stories are relevant, informative, and fun to read. Join the party and connect with a community that is diverse and inclusive. Subscribe at futureparty.com. We are also sponsored by Long Shadow. How did we get to a moment in time when conspiracy theorists roam the halls of Congress and politics have turned to violence in the streets? On Long Shadow, host Garrett Graff explores the decades-long rise of the modern far-right movement and the intelligence failures that fueled its fire. How did the U.S. get the far-right so wrong? And what will it take now to get it right? Find out on Long Shadow Season 2, Rise of the American Far-Right. Listen to Long Shadow wherever you get your podcasts. Hey, welcome to Feedback with Earbuds. Ariel here, reporting for podcast recommendation duty. Last week, we explored podcasts on the theme of beauty standards. Our curators were Michelle and Megan, hosts of the podcast Prosecco Theory. Their podcast recs were all about where and when beauty standards came about. You can find the podcast episodes they chose for this theme linked in the show notes of this episode. We featured episodes from Code Switch, Unladylike, Prosecco Theory, How to Live, and Ologies. Now onto this week's podcast list. The theme is In Loving Memory. Our curator is Pam Uzel, host of the podcast Art Heals All Wounds. You'll hear from Pam shortly about why she picked this theme and the episodes that she selected. After that, you'll learn about our spotlight pick, which is called Dude, I Was Thinking. It's a show that dissects pop culture and technology trends and how they affect our lives. You'll get to hear from the two hosts of the show, Ketki Sharma and Sanaya Chandar. After that, I'll share some podcast industry news before we close out the show for the week and send you off to listen to some podcasts. Now here's Pam Uzel with more about this week's theme, In Loving Memory.
I'm Pam Uzel, and I'm a documentary filmmaker, and I host and produce the podcast Art Heals All Wounds, which is a podcast for people who believe that art can change the world, of which I am one. For this curation, I chose the theme of missing and unidentified women and girls who are victims of violence and the people who continue to remember them and search for answers. On a personal level, I think that having a loved one go missing and never having answers to what happened is just a nightmare scenario. But I also chose this theme because of how these cases of missing women and girls and unidentified Jane Does are often treated by law enforcement and the media. Why do some missing women and girls become national news and others don't? Depending on race, class, and behavior, a lot of women who are reported missing really don't get a lot, if any, attention from law enforcement. And the phrase missing white woman syndrome was coined to describe how only certain cases of missing women were considered newsworthy. But for all of these missing girls and women, and all of the unidentified women and girls who aren't considered newsworthy or aren't investigated, there are people who love them and spend their lives looking for answers. My choices for this theme start with an episode of Art Heals All Wounds, where I interview the poet Amy Baker about her volume of poetry called Doe, about missing and unidentified women and girls. These poems are remembrances for them, almost like the eulogies that they never actually received. I also interview filmmaking team Vanessa Ciccarelli and Jason Greer, who made the documentary She, which features Amy and her work as a way to shed more light on how many cases there are like this and which of these cases get attention and which don't. My second choice for this list was from the podcast Forgotten, Women of Juarez, and the episode is called A Cross-Border Killer. I chose this episode because it does a great job of describing the scenarios and the economic realities that make it easy for young women to be murdered in Ciudad Juarez. We also meet Diana Washington Valdez, a journalist who has spent so much of her life documenting the murders of young women in Juarez. My third choice is Black Girl Gone, a true crime podcast hosted by Amara Kofer. The episode I chose was one in which Amara reviews the case of missing 15-year-old twins Danette and Jeanette Millbrook. This case is infuriating. The family is really gaslighted by law enforcement treating these young girls as runaways rather than investigating them as missing persons. 33 years later, Danette and Jeanette's mother and sister are still searching for answers. The fourth pick in this list is from We Are Resilient, a missing and murdered Indigenous women true crime podcast hosted by Shiyashi Little Dave, Alicia Stevens, and Maggie Jackson. The episode I chose is about Antoinette Calladito, a very, very young child who goes missing. This is another case not taken seriously by law enforcement at all, with so many missed opportunities to investigate. Antoinette's sisters are still holding on to hope of hearing some word from or about Antoinette, even though it's been 36 years. Finally, my fifth choice is from Radiolab, part three of their border trilogy called What Remains. This episode is the reconstruction of the story of Marisela, a woman from Ecuador whose remains are found in the desert in Arizona. And although Marisela's family does get some kind of closure, this story is a really personalized way to show the effects of the prevention by deterrence immigration policy we have at the southern border. Listening to all of these stories really made me reflect on who is valued in our society. By bringing up missing white woman syndrome, I'm not saying that women who get widespread coverage shouldn't get it. What I do hope is that we begin expecting and demanding that kind of coverage and effort for everyone. I'm hoping that hearing these stories will help us to do that. How do we value women's lives in our society? All of these victims who are missing and murdered had value. And their loss leaves a hole in someone else's life.
Thank you, Pam, for curating this week's list of podcast recommendations and for sending in that voice clip. Pam's podcast picks will be listed in the show notes of this episode, so you can click and get to listening really easily. You can also find them on the Earbuds website, earbuds.audio. And did you know that you can be a curator for the newsletter too? Just click on the banner image of the newsletter next time it lands in your inbox. Next up, it's time for our spotlight pick. It's a bonus recommendation located at the bottom of our newsletter and on the homepage of our website. This week, we're spotlighting Dude, I Was Thinking. Here are the hosts to tell us more about it.
Hi, I'm Sanaya.
And I'm Ketki.
We're hosts of the Dude, I Was Thinking podcast and are super excited to have been selected as the spotlight pick for Earbuds this week.
We're two curious overthinkers who love pop culture. In this podcast, we'll be dissecting pop culture and technology trends and how they're shaping everyday life.
Ever watched a TV show or movie, read an article, or heard a song that made you stop and wonder what it reflects about us and the way we live our lives? That's where we come in.
Dude, I Was Thinking is a podcast where no thought is too fleeting to dissect, analyze, and follow down the rabbit hole.
Check us out on Spotify, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your audio content. Be sure to follow us at DIWTPod on Twitter and at Dude, I Was Thinking on Instagram. If you have a fleeting thought you'd like us to dissect and analyze or want to collaborate, write to us at dudeiwasthinking@gmail.com.
Happy listening.
Next up, here's some podcast news for the podcast enthusiasts. First, read about the five signs your podcast is due for a makeover via Podcast Marketing Magic. That'll be linked in the show notes. Next, hoarding disorder is so stigmatized that to create a podcast about it, that hoarder does it anonymously. But now, 88 episodes in, that hoarder is telling her story, speaking to experts, destigmatizing the disorder, and looking for help, understanding, and solutions. Next, I'm excited to share that we'll have a special segment from my interns. I've been working with four high school seniors from the LaFell School in Westchester, New York, on a podcast internship. They're interested in sports journalism and audio when they head off to college, so we've been meeting a few times a week to discuss podcasts, editing, scripting, and much more. They're going to be producing a short segment that'll go live in next week's episode, so stay tuned for that. They will also have a blurb in our newsletter for the next few weeks. Next, in case you missed it last week, we have a new blog post up on the Earbuds blog called Secrets of the Earth. Sheba Johnson, audience growth director for the Out There podcast, wrote about podcast recommendations that explore the lessons that we can learn from Earth's secrets. We'll link to that. And before we go, are you subscribed to the Pod News newsletter? It's a daily email that tells you everything you need to know about the podcast industry. Each week, we feature a few stories from Pod News in our newsletter. This week, we've got stories on Spotify's new integration with BeReal and a story about the release of Hindenburg's Pro V2. Read all of these stories and much more at podnews.net and make sure to subscribe to the newsletter. That's it for this week. Thank you for listening. We'll see you back here next week for more podcast recommendations. Now go and listen to some podcasts. Feedback with Earbuds is written and produced by me, Arielle Nissenblatt, with help from Devin DeComo, our podcast and newsletter coordinator. It's mixed and produced by Daniel Turek, the best in the game. Learn more about Daniel at his website, robotslap.com. That's robotslap.com. This newsletter is edited by the amazing Abby Kleonski. This show is listened to by you, dear listener. Yes, even you get a shout out in the credits. Bye.